Okay, today is Daf Chavav. We are on Chav Hei Amid Beis. We're at the Mishnah. So at the Mishnah, at the bottom of Chav Hei Amid Beis, here we go. Harezet Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shlamim. If somebody said, that animal over there is a Tumuras Ola, a Tumuras Shlamim. So there's no and what did he say? What did he mean to say? It doesn't make sense what he said. You can't, what is it? You could have one animal being a tumor of a shlamim and an ola. You could do that. I don't know if you could do that if it works. We'll get to that in the Gemara. But so, that I understand what he's trying to do. What's he trying to even do here? Because he didn't say and. So what did he mean to say? So, hareza tumoras ola divir Rameir. Rameir says it's a tumoras ola. Why? Because it's the first thing out of his mouth. So he said, I want to make that animal tumoras ola, a tumor shlamim. We ignore the second part, and it's only a Tumor Zola. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, one second. Im lakach nischavin tchila. If you wanted to make it both, hoel v'i efshar lakros beishemos ke'achas, but you cannot say two things at the same time, because we're not Hashem, so we have to say one thing before the other, but we really wanted it to be both chal, then dvarav kayamin, then they're both chal. They're both chal. This animal is a mixture of a tumoras ola and a tumoras shlamim. That's what you wanted. Okay? V'ya misha amar tumoras ola. But what if you said tumoras ola? Nimlach. Then you changed your mind. No, I didn't mean to say tumoras ola. I meant to say tumoras shlamim. You changed your mind. If that's the case, v'amar tumoras shlamim, and then you said tumoras shlamim, harezet tumoras ola. Then it doesn't work. You can't change your mind. It doesn't work. And therefore it stays in the Tumuras Ola. Okay, so they have a little bit of a machlokas here. Okay? Yeah?
Why is it different from when you missay a bracha and you correct it before you say...
So we had a concept before of toch kdei dibur, right? You can change your mind. Sometimes you can't change your mind. Right? If you say, well, you go to a woman, I didn't mean that. It doesn't work. You're married.
Okay.
Right? Sometimes you can't change your mind. But very serious things, we don't let you change your mind. I forgot to say Alviavo, this and that. It can change your mind. What's the big deal? Now, the truth is, the Gemara is going to address really your question. So the Gemara says like this. Amar of Yitzchak b'Rab Yossi, Amar of Yochanan. Hakol modem. Everybody would agree. The two of them would agree. But Omer tochel zeh, I first want it to be chal a tumoras ola. Then, v'achakach tochel zeh. And then I want it to also be a tumor shlamim. Like to increase the tumorah. First, I want to make it into an ola, and then on top of that, divya kol, everybody would agree, toughest lashon rishon. We only go what goes first. Tumoras ola, and then he said, I also want it to be a tumoras shlamim. Nobody holds that works. Lo tachul zu, if someone said the following, lo tachul zu, I don't want this to be chal, ela im kain tachal zu, unless that one's chal. I don't want it to be a tumoras ola unless it can also be a tumoras shlamim. If you said it like that, tarvayu kachu. They both hold it's good. You could do that. What are you going to do with the animal? You have to wait for it to get a mom, you sell it, and then with the money you buy half for ola, half for shlamim. You could do that. Lo nechlaku, they're only arguing on one case. Kigon. Kigon mishnah seinu. Like our mishnah. To Omar, tumoras ola, tumoras shlamim. You said tumoras ola, tumoras shlamim without an and. So what do you mean to say? Rameir Savar. Rameir says like this. Midahavale lameimar tumoras ola ushlamim. If you wanted that, you should have said that. I want this animal to be the tumor of an ola and a shlamim. If you would have said that, vamar tumoras ola, tumoras shlamim. But you forgot to say the word and in Hebrew it's only a vav. You forgot that. You left that out. Havile ka'omer. It's as if you said, Tachol zeh, v'yachakach tachol zeh. I want this one to be chal, and then I want that one to be chal. And that doesn't work, says the mayor. We'll put in the and for you. What do you mean, really? I want this, and then this. So it doesn't work. Nobody holds that. Rabbi Yossi Safar, no. E amar tmuras ola, ushlamim. If you meant to say, tmuras ola, ushlamim, havamina, I would have thought, Kedusha, it's kadosh, the eno kreva, but it's not brought. Why? How do you bring a half an animal? How do you do that? No such thing. Kamash Malan, therefore he comes along and says, Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlamim, right? So what that means is, the animal is fully an Ola, a Tmuras Ola, and it's fully a Tmuras Shlamim, right? Now, it's not, it can't be brought like this, right? But the point is, it works. It works. I would have thought it doesn't work. It does work. It is chal. What do you do with it? So you have to wait for it to get a mum, and then you sell it, and then with the money, you buy half of it, with half the money you spend on an ola, and half the money you spend on a shlamim. You don't have enough money, then you take it out of your own pocket and make more money. The point is, it works. I would have thought it doesn't work. It works.
Where do you learn out that it works for? Like, how do you...
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'omer behemazu, this animal, chetzia ola, v'chetzia, chetzia tumuras ola, v'chetzia tumuras shlamim. I want half of it to be a tumuras ola, and the other half to be a tumuras shlamim. Kula tikarev ola diver Rameir. Rameir says ola and ola. Why?
First thing he said.
Rameir is consistent. The first thing he said. Of course, Rameir is no such thing. V'chachamim omrim, tire ad she tistoev, no, wait for it to get a mum, v'timacher, then sell it, v'yavi b'dmeha, and with the money you buy, chatzia tmuras ola, u'b'dmeh chatzia tmuras shlamim, half of it you buy an ola, tmuras ola, and with the other half, you buy a tmuras shlamim. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yosi, im l'kach nitzchavi mitchila, that's what you wanted all along, hoel, but you can't say two things at once. Then dvarav kayamin. Then what you wanted, we'll grant that wish. So the Gemara says, "Abiyosi hainu rabbanon." It's the same shita. Both saying the exact same thing. The Gemara says, "You're right." Kula Rabbiosi katani la. It's all Rabbiosi. It's only two shitas. The same two shitas. Tanya idach. We're getting there. We're getting there, Josh. Tanya idach. We learned elsewhere another brisa. Behema chetzia ola v'chetzia chatas. If you have a behema that's half an ola and a half a chatas, okay? Tikarev ola divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says it's brought as an ola. So now you have to look at this Rashi. This Rashi says behema chetzia ola v'chetzia chatas tikarev ola. Rashi says the toughest lashon rishon. You only care what the first thing you said, right? The kivon de kadja lapalga kedushas ola. Once you made kedush in half the ola, kadja kula. The whole animal becomes closer than ola, and we ignore the chatas part. Afagaf de gabeh omer ragla shalzu ola lo amra mer de tafachil kedusha. But if someone said, "I want to make that hoof coat into an ola," Rameir said the whole animal is not an ola. It's not true. Bekula, lo amr meir kacha, the tachal kacha bekula, kitikani bepirkin, we learned about Daf Yud Aleph, afilu hachi bechetzi moda. If chetzi he would agree, why would he agree? What changes? Because kidabrina hasam, hakol modin bedavar shanishama tuluyibo. But if you do say, I want to make the heart into an ola, you can't live without a heart. You can live without a hoof. You can't live without a heart. So if I say, I want to make the heart into an ola, the whole animal becomes an ola. So if I say, I want to make half the animal into an ola, the animal can't live with half of itself. So when you say half, it really means the whole thing. When you say brain, it means the whole thing. When you say hoof, it doesn't mean the whole thing. Fair enough? Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Thomas. Rabbi Yossi says, the animal has to die. Why does the animal have to die? If someone said half a chatas and half an ola, half a chatas, right? So Rashi says, da'af bigmar davarav, adam nitvas, even though Rabbi Yossi will consider and try to make your wish come true, even on the second thing he said, like before, tomorrow's ola, tomorrow's shlamim. Yeah, it's both. Same thing over here. You want to make it into an ola and a chatos, so why can't we grant that wish? Why can't it be both? V'ihu lo havi mechayev chatos. You're not mechayev a chatos. That's the case. You don't have to bring a chatos. What'd you say that for? If someone doesn't have to bring a chatos and says, I'll bring a chatos, what is that? Right? Hilkach Thomas. Therefore it has to die. Not 100% sure why that is. What? What is that, right? Well, what do you do with it? Now, Vishavin, they both agree, but Omer, chetzio chatos, if someone said, I'll make this animal half a chatos, the chetzio ola, and also make it half an ola. Both agree, shetamos, that it has to die. Why? Because now, since you said tafas lashon rishon is a chatos, so Riosi said, even if it's second, it has to die. Now, Meir would say, if you made the first one a chatos, the first day was a chatos, so there's no, you don't have to bring a chatos. So what did he say? What did he say exactly? What did you say exactly? Hmm?
He's talking nonsense.
Talking nonsense? Worse than nonsense. It has to die. Okay?
Why?
What? I'm not sure why.
If you don't have to bring a chatos...
And you promised to...
The problem, is the Gemara's problem that if you don't have to bring a chatos, you can't say, I'm bringing a chatos? Because what if a person says, you know something, for sure, this is a nice animal. I'm sure that in the next 2 years, I'm going to turn on a light by accident.
Right.
So let me put it aside for a chatos.
Right.
Or do you have to, or is the Gemara telling you, no, you can only put aside a chatos when you are mechuyev to bring chatos.
So Rabbeinu Gershom says that one of the five chatoses that have to die is a chatos that you got another kapara out of it. I had an animal, I lost it, I got it, and then I found it. So when you donate a chatos that you don't have a sin, it's as if you donated it and you got a sin, you got a kapar from another animal. Because you don't even have a kapar, you don't even have a sin. So therefore it has to die. That's what he says. Right, do you understand what he's saying? If you got a kapar from another animal, your chata sitting here has to die, so when you donated the chata, you don't even have a sin. So what is that? It's like you got a kapar from another animal, because you don't even have a kapar, you don't have a sin even. And therefore it has to die. That's what he says. So, what are we up to here? Now, v'shavin ba'omer chatzi chatzis v'chetzi ola shetamis. Now we said shavin mani. Who both? So Rabbi Yossi said it has to die even if it was second. So you're telling me the chiddush is that Rabbi Meir holds it has to die if it's first. Why? Because Rabbi Meir holds tofes also rishon, right? So Rabbi Meir pshita. Isn't that obvious? Right? Isn't that obvious? Right? Rashi says right here, Shavin Mani Rab Meir, Dal Karchach Hachi Mashma, Da Fil Rab Meir, the Omar Beresha, Tikarev, even though in the race, if he said it first, it would, Ha'am has to die. Da Mil Sapshita, Da Rab Meir Tafas Hashem Rishon Islay. Rab Meir holds, you go after the first thing you said. V'kivan Da Omar Chetzi Chatas Beresha, since he said, I'm going to bring a Chatas first, Kolshkein to Thomas, if he has to die. Ha'wil V'enu Chayev Chatas, you're not Chayev Chatas. So when you said, I'll bring a chatos, and then you also said, I'll bring an ola. So we ignore that. So what did you say? I'll bring a chatos? You have a sin? No. So the halach is, it has to die. So it's a chid. Of course Rameir holds that. What else could he hold? So the Gemara says, Mal de tema, I would have thought, Elav de ashmi inon, if they wouldn't have told me this, hava mina, I would have thought, time of the Rameir, why did Rameir say his halacha? He's so consistent, Rameir. What's the reason? We said, because he always holds, I go by the first thing out of your mouth. No, lav eno time of the mayor, lav mishum the toughest lashon rishon. That's not the reason. That's not the reason. That's nothing to do with that. El ahainu taima. The reason is chadas mu reves kreva. A chadas that's mixture can be brought. Vafilu ki amar chetzia chatos. And even if he says half a chatos, vahadar amar chetzia ola. And even if he then says half an ola, kreva, it could still be brought. Kamash bondelo, he doesn't hold that. And he holds Tafas Lashon Rishon. I'm not sure what the Havmina was exactly. What does he hold? But he doesn't hold it. Whatever you want to think he holds, he doesn't hold that. And he only holds Tafas Lashon Rishon. Therefore, if the first thing he says is a Chatas, it has to die. Why? You don't own a Chatas. Okay. Don't it sound hard today? It's not hard at all. Not hard.
Still half hour.
Yeah. So we're not going to... Yeah. Tani Idach. We have another Brysa. That's like the fourth Brysa today. Amar, behema zu, chetzi ola, this behema, chetzi ola, v'chetzi shlamim. Okay? Not tamura. Chetzi ola, chetzi shlamim. Kadusha, v'eino kreva. It's kodesh, but it can't be brought. Ose tamura, you can make a tamura out of it. Utmuraso kiyotibo. And the tamura has the same halacha as this original animal. Now, Mani, who is this? Who said this? It can't be Rameir, because Rameir would hold Tafas Lashon Rishon. So go bring it. Whatever you said first, go bring it. It must be, Mani, who said this? Rabbi Yossi. It must be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi held, you could have mixed up animals, mixed up Kedusha. So, Pshita, the Kedusha, the Eino Kreva. Of course, so it's core, of course. How could you bring it? What is it? What is it? Is it a Shlamim or is it an Ola? So Rabbi Yossi says it's both. So it has the Kedusha of Kabanos, but you can't, Lamaisa, you can't bring it. Why can't you bring it?
You don't know what you're bringing.
You don't know what you're bringing. What do? You wait for it to get a mum, and then sell it, and then with the money, spend half on an Ola, half on a Shlamim. But it has, so it's Kedusha, but the Eino Kreva. So it's obvious. Who else could say such a thing? So the Gemara says, Tumurasa Itzrichali. You're right. The Chiddush was that about the Tumura portion. What do we say, the Tumura portion? That whatever you said about the animal, the Tumura is the same halacha. I would have said, Nihi, Dihilo Kreva. You're true. You can't bring it. You can't bring this animal. Why? There's two Kedushas in it. Tumurasa Ksikarev. Maybe the Tumura you could bring. Maybe the Tumura you could bring. Kamash Malan. He the lo kreva, davele kedusha dechuya. It's a pushed off kedusha. Tumurasa nami mikoach kedusha dechuya kaasa. So the tumura is born out of that mixed up kedusha. Kedusha dechuya. It means pushed off kedusha. You can't bring it because the ola portion is pushed off by the shlamim. The shlamim is pushed off by the ola. They pushed off. They push each other off. You can't bring it. Tumura, same thing. And why would I think it could bring the tumura? Why would I think that? How are you going to bring it? What are you bringing it as? I don't know. But even if you thought that, it can't work. Because the Tumura flows from whatever the original animal is.
So according to Rav Meir, there's no difference. Rav Meir says consistent. He says you would bring it.
Correct.
Only on the first one. But according to Rav Meir, I don't understand how this works according to Rav Meir.
What do you mean?
What it's coming to say here. How would you think, according to Rav Meir?
The Chiddush was the Tumura.
What's the Chiddush?
Hmm?
What's the Chiddush part?
That
you would be able to do what with it? According to Rabbi Yossi, if you would say something is a shlomo and an ola, you would have to sell it and then split it up. And if you make it a tumura, what happens?
So he has a whole footnote over here, how you'd have some kind of havamin in your head that the tumura would only be one kedusha. Either one.
So you're going to say that this animal is a shlomo and an ola, and the tumura should only be...
Correct. One. Correct. So we don't say that. What was the havamina? It's a weak havamina. Okay? Next. Amr B'Yochanan. B'Yochanan says like this. Behema shall shnei shutfin. Right, so Reuven and Shimon own a behema. Together, equally, 50-50. So, ha-makdish chetzio shalo. So Reuven is makdish half his animal as an ola. Okay? Reuven's makdish half his animal as an ola. Then, what's his animal now? Half an ola and half chulin. Then Reuven says to Shimon, you know what? Can I buy the other half off for you? I want to bring an ola. So it's, yeah, no problem. Give me $50. It's yours. So Reuven says, fine. So v'chazer v'laka chetzi acheres. So he gets the other half of the animal from Shimon. V'hikdisha. And now he's about to the other half. Okay? So what would you think? Says Rabbi Yochanan, kedusha v'eino kreva. It's a full kedusha, but you can't bring it. Why not? Why can't you bring it? So Rashi says, v'eino kreva. Listen to this Rashi. Hoel, since, umitchila, originally, kishehikdish chetzia, when you donated half to the Beis HaMikdash, lo haitziru uya likarev. It couldn't be brought right now. It couldn't be brought. Why couldn't it be brought? Because I don't have the other half. Dulo kacha lechetzia. It was only kodesh half of it. So it wasn't kodesh yet. The kivin dulo havid didei, dida, it wasn't yours. You didn't own the other half. So lo pashta kedusha by he shaita bakula. At that moment, the kedusha did not flow into the entire animal. The ain, you hear?
Yeah.
Therefore, we're going to see in a minute, therefore the Gemara is going to say, therefore the animal was dechuya. It was put, it can't be a carbon right now. Since it can't be a carbon right now, it can never be a carbon.
But why is that different from, say, an animal that's only 2 days old that is hectic, but it can't be bought because it's too young.
Right. So therefore?
If it can't be bought, then...
So what's your question? See, if someone says... So I think the Gemara asked that question somewhere, and the Gemara says, because it's going to become good later. This might never become good. Maybe he won't sell it to you.
On the
right.
But once he has a connection to it, doesn't that connection stick?
No, so you have half. So right now, can I bring this animal right now? The answer is no. If I can't bring it right now, I can never bring it. I can bring it tomorrow when I sell me the other half. So the Gemara, one second, the Gemara is going to say, because it's, once it's dachui, it can't get resurrected. It can't come back. It's dachui, it's pushed off. Can I bring it right now? No. So think about that. When else do you have an animal that you mach the shit and you can't bring it now? I can't bring it now because I'm in Tel Aviv, I have to go to your side. That's not what it means. So Mr. Sheffer is a good example. It's too young. It has to be 8 days old. And it's only 4 days old. I have to wait 4 days. So that might be a different kind of psul that might not be this case. That might be a different kind of issue. It's a mechusu zman that will be good zman later. Right?
The animal has a moment, the moment heals, you can bring it.
Yeah. But when you donate it, maybe not. Might be the same thing. I had a mom. I donated it anyway. I didn't know the mom's going to go away. And it went away. Maybe if you did know it's going to go away. So what? Right now I can't bring it. The question is, if it was Kodesh, then it got a mum, and then the mum went away. But that's a different story. Because when I donated it, it was eligible. So where else do you have a case like that? Now Rashi takes a complete 360 degree turn and says the following line. The ain adam makdish davar she'ein shelo. Because you can't be makdish when you don't own. Like, what did Rashi write that for? What was Rashi saying? Like, I'm sure there's like pages and pages of Torah. Why'd Rashi throw that in? He didn't have to say that. He could have said, you only own the half, the other half you don't own, and therefore it's dichui. Which, by the way...
No, Rashi may be right, because let's say you have a carbon.
Yeah.
You have an animal.
Yeah.
I want just your animal now.
But you can't do that.
Exactly.
But it's olive base, no?
Well, it's olive base. He's taking the olive base to another level.
So what is it?
He's saying to you, you have a ear shutif, so it's not yours. It's like no different than you telling the other animal over there it doesn't belong to you and making them up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Right. So since it got pushed off, because right now I can't bring it, so even though tomorrow you'll sell me your half, I still can't bring it. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara continues. This is Rabbi Yochanan said this. Va'ose tumura utumura. You can make a tumura out of this animal, because it has kedusha. Has kedusha.
How can you make a tumura? You don't
own it. What? No. I bought the other half from you. Then I makdish the other half. Can I bring it? No. Why not? It was dichui. Is it kedusha? Does it have kedusha? Yes, kedusha. Kedusha it has, but the ain't a kaver. For a technical reason, it can't be brought. Technical reason is there was a dichui here.
Let it die.
What? No. You don't have to let it die. Wait for it to get a mum. Sell it, and then with the money, buy a normal one. No, not the tour, the regular one. Regular animal. You can't bring it. You can't bring the carbon. One, but then we did for Osei Tumura, you can make a Tumura out of it. U Tumura Sa Kiyotseva, and the Tumura has the same status as your animal, which means you can't bring it. You have to wait for it to get a mum, and then sell it, and then use the money. Right. So Shema Mina Tlas. We learned three halachas from this statement. Number one, Shema Mina Kedushas Domim Nidcha. This is a funny halacha. Kedushas Domim. What's Kedushas Domim? Kedushas Domim means I donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, anything but a carbon. A chair. An elephant. An animal with a mum that can't be brought as a carbon. Anything but a carbon is called Kedushas Domim. Why is this Kedushas Domim? Because it can't be brought as a carbon. Right? So Rashi says on top, HaMakdash Behem Aludomim, if you donate an animal, what are you donating it for? To the Beis HaMikdash. That they'll sell it, Domim means money. Right? It's a donation. Hamakdish damim behem l'damim b'shasha ein ru'uya l'gufa, when it can't be brought for whatever reason, kigon hacha, like over here, d'chi akdisha l'palga lo akdisha el l'dmei, when I donated only half of it, I really donated it as a donation, because it can't be brought as a carbon. So what is it? It's just a stam donation. It's called damim, money. Money donation to the base. I can't bring a carbon. U'midmei lo m'mizbeach l'olam. And if you donate money or an item, it can never go on the Mizbeach. I donate a gold ring. Gold. It's very expensive. It's a wonderful donation. It's not going to be a carbon. Never going to be a carbon. So there's no difference between gold bullion and that animal is only half Kodesh. It's never going to be brought as a carbon. I would have thought that the only time we say dichui is when it was eligible to be brought and then it's not brought. Like, for example, it got a mum. It was eligible and then it got a mum. So now it became ineligible. It's never going to become eligible again. If it, unless it's a mum over. That's only temporary. But if it's a permanent mum, never going to become eligible again. I would have thought that's the only time you say dichui. But here, why should you say dichui? The answer is we say dichui here also. That's number one. Shmamina, number two. Bale, it should say chayim. Bale chayim. Bale chayim, live things, nidachin, can be pushed off. Such a thing by live things, which is a chiddush also. Right? Ushmamina, and number three, dichui meikara, have dichui. Dichui meikara, it's originally dichui. Right? It started off as a dichui, that's considered a dichui. There's an argument to be made, why should that be dichui? When I get the other half, the kedusha is good, it's 100% kaddish, what's the problem? No, because once it's dichui meikara, right now, when I only own half, can I bring it as a carbon? No, I can never bring it as a carbon. Okay. Now, Amar Abaya, Abaya says something very, 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 like, not relevant. Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, Heichad de Amar, Chetzia Ola, I want to make this animal half an Ola, V'chetzia Meiser, and half of it is Meiser Behema. Like, what are you doing? This is a strange thing he said. Chetzia Ola, Chetzia Meiser. I said that by everybody would agree, Divri Hakol, Ola Kreva. Everybody would hold, you could bring it as an Ola. Why? Says Rashi, I feel this chavim betchil lekach. Even if that's what your intention was, I want to bring a chetzi ola, chetzi meiser. Such a funny animal. It still will let you bring that. Why? The loch hashiva milsa bas raisa midi. The second thing you said is meaningless. It's nonsense. The ain meiser kadosh kai gavna. There's no such thing as a meiser behema in this way. You can't walk. Oh, you know, I'm gonna make that animal meiser right there. There's no such thing. You can't do that. Rather, Ella Derech Minyan. It has to go through the pen, and you count 1 through 10. You can walk around, you know what, that looks like, I'm going to make that a Meiser animal. That's ridiculous. There's nothing. So when I said half an Ola, half a Meiser, it's also nothing. You didn't say anything. Right? For Yehehu Asiri. And then the 10th one has to become the 10th one. Otherwise, there's no such thing as a Meiser behemoth just walking around the room. For Dinami, Amar Chetzia Ola, the Chetzia Tamura, I want to make half an Ola, half a Tamura, Lo chayla tamura lagabi ola, de lo koi shum behema gabe shum emerba. There's no animal to make a tamura on. So when you make these stupid statements like that, I want to make this half an ola and half a tamura. What tamura? Tamura means you have a carbon and you transfer this to another carbon. You can't make this animal half an ola, half a tamura. It doesn't make any sense. You can't make this animal half ola, half miser. No such thing. Says Abaye, he said that. Not, it works. What works? It's an ola. You had half miser and you had intentions for that? We ignore you. You don't know what you're talking about. You need help. Now, Heichad de Amar Chetzi Tamura v'Chetzi Meiser. What if you said that? I want to make half a Tamura and half a Meiser. Neither thing makes any sense. Neither thing makes any sense. So Rashi said, saying half an Ola, half a Tamura is just as nonsensical as saying half an Ola, half Meiser. Half Ola, half Tamura, half Ola, half Meiser, they're both the same ridiculous thing. They know, and we ignore the ridiculous part, and it's an Ola. What if I said half Meiser, half Tamura? Which is Bechlal, 100% ridiculous?
I thought by Tamura we let you do ridiculous.
No, so it has to be an animal. So Rashi said, it has to be an animal first, then you can make Tamura. You can't make Tamura on half an animal where there's no other animal. So to say, I want to make this half animal, half Ola, and the other half Tamura. That doesn't make any sense. So what if I said half Meiser, half Tamura? Well, the whole thing makes no sense. So what's the kasha? Mai. What's the halacha? Tamura kreva. Do we bring it as a Tamura? Shekeno heges b'chal kachim? Because you can have two on every animal. O Dilma, Meiser kreva? Shekein makdish l'fanav l'achrav? Maybe he made the one before the one after holy? I don't know. So maybe it's real. Maybe it's a real Meiser. I don't know. Anyway, teiku. So we don't have to answer that question. The question is, since you could, by Meiser, there's a halacha, that if you're counting through, and it gets to number 9, and you call it 10, say, oi, that's not 10, that's 9. Oh, the next one I'll call 10. So the ninth one's also Kodesh, because you called it 10, right? You made a mistake. So since it has that, like extra chumrah, maybe by half a Meiser it would work, with the other half is Tamura, so teku. And then the same thing with 11. And the 11th one, you called it 10 also. So you know, the person in answer is going to go back to grade school, learn how to count. But in the meantime, you called three animals 10. The 9th, the 10th, and the 11th. So the halach is they all have some kedusha. So since it has that chumrah, maybe this would work. Teku. Okay. So now, what is tamura? Tamura means you transfer the kedusha from animal A to animal B. So someone says like this: Hare zu tachazu, hare zu tachazu. This one should be instead of that one. Tamuras zu. Tamura means exchange. Exchange for that one. Khalifa zu. Khalifin, like exchange. All these different words for the same thing. Hare zet tamura. That works. All these lashonos work. There's no set lashon. Any lashon that gets the point across works. Zu mechuleles al zu. This one is mechulel. What does mechulel mean? Deconsecrated? I don't know how else to translate mechulel. Al zu? Ain't it tamura? That's not tamura. That doesn't even make any sense because you can't do that. You can't take kedusha away from something. So it doesn't work. Exactly. It doesn't work, right? In other words, it should be chulin on that one. That's what it really means. I'm going to take the kedusha away from this one and put it on that one. It doesn't work. That's not such a thing. Vimaya hektish balmum. But what if it was balmum? Then yotzei l'chulin. Then it does work, right? Because that's exactly what we do. When an animal has a mum, what do? We sell it, and with the money we buy another animal. See, here, what am I doing? It got a mum. It was a Kaddish animal. It was made for a carpet. I was so excited. And it got a mum. So I'm transferring the Kedusha to another animal, and says the Mishnah, V'yavi v'tzarech l'asastam, and you got to pay for that, because you have to redeem it. So all you're doing is you're redeeming it before you're paying for it. That's okay. You're doing it out of order. I'm transferring the Kedusha from the balmum to the good animal, and I have to pay. So you really have to sell it. Okay, so I owe the money, whatever it costs. Right, that's all you're doing. Okay? Make sense? Yeah. So it's not a hard, this is not a hard daf today. Now, lememra, do you mean to tell me the tachas, the word tachas, zu tachazu, lishna da'atfusehu, it's a lashon of, tachas means to grab, right. Meaning that it's chal, and that the kedusha will transfer by using that word? Is that what you mean to tell me? Veruminhu. Veruminhu. But one second. There's a brayso that says like this. Kodshe beta kabayis. Right? I have in front of me an animal that I donated as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Amar chalifas zu. I want to transfer the kedusha from that animal to that animal. Chalifas zu. Tumuras zu, lor maklum. What are you doing? You can't do that. It's not a carbon. It's not an animal that I donated to the Beis HaMikdash. So I want to transfer, you can't transfer the Kedusha. I donated that chair to the Beis HaMikdash. You know what? I want to transfer the Kedusha. You can redeem it. If it's not a carbon, you can redeem it. You can't transfer. So those phrases, tumura, a tumura on the chair, no such thing. Those statements don't mean anything. They don't work. They don't mean anything.
How come Tachas was the word in Akedas Yitzhak for the isle?
I'm sure one of the rebbes talks about that. I have no doubt in my mind. On this daf, I bet you in the back I'll look. I bet you someone says that. Now, one second, let's just finish. Tachazu, if I say Tachazu, or Michuleles alzu, or I'm going to redeem it, right, then Dvarav Kayamin, then it works. So one second. What does tachas here mean? It doesn't mean transferring kedusha. What it means is I'm redeeming it. Right? Because mechulelis, you can redeem the chair. You can't redeem a carbon. The chair you can redeem. An animal that you donated, like a chair, you can redeem that too. So that mechulelis makes sense over here. And tachas also works. So tachas here doesn't mean the same thing. It means, right? And if it means the Kedusha's extra, added on Kedusha, grabbing Kedusha, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Second, in the Reisha, we didn't have the word Tachas. We had the words Khalifa and Tamura, we said it's nothing. But in the Seifa, we had, by transferring, we had the word Tachas. So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Tachas, the answer is, the word Tachas means both. Mishkachas lo lishna da tfuse, it means to grab, to Kedusha, to extend, and volition da achule, it also means to redeem. Volition da tfuse, Where do we see the word tachas by extending kedusha? The chesiv it says the im tachteha tamod habaheres. That instead of this tzaras, there was a different tzaras. It's standing and took in its place. So you see, the tzaras will continue because the word tachas means its extension, right? Da'achule. Where do we see the lashon that the word tachas means that it's redeemed? The chesiv it says, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, tachas hanachoshes avi zahav. Instead of nechoshes, I'm going to bring the zahav. Hilchach, therefore, gabek kachim is beach. When it comes to kachim is beach, da avidan tumura, where I can't redeem a carbon from his, I can't redeem that. No such thing. Therefore, lishna datfusehu. What does the word mean? It means to grab, to exchange. And gabek kachim betekabayis. When it comes to kachim betekabayis, the low of the tumura, I can't do tumura on kachim betekabayis. There's no such thing. Lishna dachulehu, it means to redeem. So it depends on what it means. And we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.